probably psychological, I'm sure. Both of your tackles missing. You're going to have to speed up. And, you know, as everybody else, you know, like, they didn't do it because, you know, the passes are short. But if you run a dig, you know, at 18 yards, and now you don't have Dan in there, you have, you know, Damon Heward. Well, I'm not sure I'm running the 18 yards. I'm probably running it at, you know, 15 and a half. You know what I mean? Like, because I know he may not think he got the time. He may be a little jittery. And so just as you think about it, because, I mean, you know, we say we don't listen to media. We say we don't read the paper. But, you know, he heard it. He heard, you know, Greg Little or whoever we had on Bosa or whoever they had at the D-line. He hear it. You know what I mean? He like, man, I got to get this ball out of my hand because I don't know how long he can hold up. So Tua's trying to, you know what I mean, speed his situation up to help Greg Little. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
I understand it's like, you know, my left leg hurt, so I'm going to put a little bit more pressure on my right leg. You know what I'm saying? Now I got both legs jammed up. You know what I mean? So I totally understand, you know, Tua's, you know, inaccurate pass. I mean, they weren't off. They were just high. Like, I mean, we've seen the cheetah climb the ladder and get the ball. It was just a little high, a little high. He jumped, and then, you know, you don't want to jump all the way up there and be open, you know, man, for safety to hit you in the rib. So I totally understand. It was some plays that, you know, well, I mean, in the end, he started to heat up. The deep balls were on point, you know what I mean? He threw decent, but I understand the psychologically both tackles missing. I could see if one, especially he left-handed, so I'm not – the Armstead situation, probably not as much, but coming from that other side, yeah, I'm going to speed up a little bit. Now I got both of them going. Oh, Lord, I can't. You know, because if he was a runner, he would probably just run more. He'd probably just step up and run more, but, you know, that's not his deal either. So, you know, he just speed up, you know, and get rid of the ball. So it was errant, and I, like I said, going into the game anyway, my situation was lose the two, win the one.
I don't like that. It just sounds crazy, OG. I'm not going to lie. But I say one thing. You talked about that pass.
Know, because even Joe Rose told me, I need the numbers. We need the wins. We want the twos. I want to win all three of them. Let's not, you know, get carried away. But I'm just saying, I want the AFC East Buffalo game in Buffalo. You understand what I'm saying?
Like that game. You want to slay the dragon. You have walked up to that moat for years, and that dragon always pushes you back.
I said at the beginning of the season, everybody that would listen to me, this mattered more than anything. The second game of Buffalo means everything. I would tell you this since the beginning of the season, we can win them all. We got to win this one because this one counts. Like, we go 1-1, and they win one more game than us. They're the one seed, and we the – six seed, you know what I mean? Like that just, you know, like we need to be, we already saw it. If we play in Hard Rock, we win, period. That's just how that works. You know, so I know it sounds bad. I'm just, you know, this is just novice speak. This is fantasy football speak, not real football. Obviously, you want to win the games because you get the, you know, you get the wins. But if I had to cash some chips in, I wouldn't, you know, the pressure. I'm out there. They staying out there for the 11 days out in L.A. They're not coming back home. They're not in the bed. You know, all right. But then you got to come back on a short week and then go straight to Buffalo.